You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
My wife doesn't buy a lot of nice things for herself besides her, you know, Coach purses. Other than that, or she doesn't really do like a lot of pampering for herself. So for Mother's Day, I got her a pedicure gift card to go get her feet done, you know, get them scrubbed and smoothed and the nails painted and all that. And she finally went out about a week ago to get it done. I think it's like 50, 75 bucks or something. And she came home and she's got the little spongy things between her toes, you know, that separate them. And she's in her flip-flops and she's kind of walking on her heels. Feet look really nice. And as she comes in from the garage, our little dog, Goldie Fawn, is excited to see her and goes running over to her and starts jumping up and down and kind of getting on her legs and proceeds to basically get her doggy nails into my wife's toenails and scratches the bejesus out of her toes. Cole's like, no, you know, I never do anything for myself. And this one time I go and get it done and now my toes are ruined. And I had to
laugh.
Thanks,
dog.
Thanks, you dumb dog. And the little Goldie tore him up pretty good. Her nails look pretty bad after that. So, you know, at some point you just got to look at that and kind of laugh. And then on the other hand, I'm like, man, this needs to be turned into a show topic immediately. Like, what are the nice things that you get, the nice things you do that are immediately ruined after you get them? And I posted the question on my Facebook this morning, and holy cow, the comments have been rolling in. A lot of car stuff, which reminded me of the story. Dom, do you remember this? It was a couple years ago. This guy called in and was talking about how they had just purchased a brand new minivan, and they'd had it a week, and they were going to take it on a road trip. And so they're going down the highway at like 80 miles an hour, and they're kind of cresting a hill. They're coming up and over the hill, and they don't see that there's a giant spare tire laying in the middle of the road, which they proceed to hit at 80 miles an hour, and it like ripped out their whole undercarriage of this brand new minivan. I was like, that's what I'm talking about right there. Chad wrote in, he said, the first week I bought my truck, I got hail damage on it. Mike wrote in and said, I had an 83 pickup, completely restored and repainted it. I pulled out of the paint shop right after paying and smashed it into a pole in the parking lot. Now, it doesn't have to be car stuff. Julianne wrote in, she said, we installed new carpet in the basement, then let my daughter have a sleepover with some friends. They did manicures. My son promptly spilled the nail polish on the new carpet right in the middle of the room. So, boom, brand new, nice carpet in the basement. Now they got nail polish dumped in the middle of it.
I know you've got a few that are cars, but the one that jumped to mind for me was one of my neighbors bought one of those Lexus, it's the LX SUVs. And those are the super pricey ones. Like, I know for a fact they spent over 90 grand on this SUV, which is
crazy.
It's insane to think. And they got it on Friday, and on Sunday, massive hailstorm. And it just obliterated $95,000. And you know, the thing is, if you spend $25,000 on a car or $95,000, if it gets wiped out by hail 2 days after you get it,
it's like a kick in the gut, isn't
it? Shake your fist at the skies.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, okay, I'll go get it fixed, but in the back of your mind, you know, it's like it's not new anymore then at that point. It's damaged.
Exactly.
It's damaged goods. There's a Carfax on it now. You know, right after you get it. Anna just wrote in. She said, I got one of those new fancy Dyson hair dryers that are like 400 bucks. The second day of having it, I went to the bathroom to plug it in and found that my 5-year-old had filled up the sink with water and the Dyson was floating in it.
Yeah, that goes real well.
You need to ground that kid immediately.
Yeah, electronics and water, they go great together.
They don't mix.
Here's our phone number, by the way, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. The segment this morning is, what did you get that got ruined right away?
Yeah.
303-691-1649. You should call and make us laugh right now. You got one more before we go to break?
I'll give you one more. I'll just do another car one. The ones when we come back are not car ones. I'll get these out of the way. Michelle says, I bolted on my permanent plates onto my brand new car last week. About an hour later, got rear-ended. Smashed the whole back end. I'll give you some more when we come back, though. Remember when I spent like that 90 bucks? Because I don't spend a lot on clothing, but I spent like 90 bucks on a fishing shirt to go fishing in. And I went fishing in it, and I had hooked the fish, and I was reeling it in. But I hooked him pretty good, and he was flapping on the pole, and he was spraying blood all over me. And it went all over that brand new shirt.
Might have started a new fashion trend, though, the blood-smeared fishing shirt.
Oh, poor fish.
You're funny that you buy a shirt especially to go fishing.
Yeah, it's like a special UV protection type thing with vents and stuff. The reason that guy that came to mind, Edward wrote in, he said, I got a brand new $400 fishing pole. The same week, I went fishing on Lake Dillon. Wasn't paying attention as I turned around to get a drink out of the cooler. I hooked a fish and it pulled the pole into the water, never to be seen again. Within a week, he lost his fishing pole.
I gotta say, sometimes I cheer for the fish. I'm not gonna lie.
Same, I know.
I find myself pulling for the fish. And so, sorry, I don't wanna upset our listeners, but.
Apologies for the bloody fish story.
I'm high-fiving the fish.
I know.
Let's go to the phones quickly. Here comes Annie. Annie, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Annie. So what happened?
So last week, we bought my mother-in-law a new electric stove and cooking range, and they didn't have appliances in New Mexico because of COVID, so we had to buy it in Denver and drive it down to Gallup. And we take it in there, and I'm explaining to her, you know, when you use the broiler, it keeps the oven door open. You don't want it to get too hot and, like, start burning what's in there. And now the new coils have sensors in the middle of them. So if your pan gets too hot, the coil on top, the electric coils, will turn off until the pan cools down. So I explain, you know, don't turn them up to 10.
So what happened?
Keep them at 8 if you're using
She turned it to 10, didn't she?
Well, the next morning we went over and she was trying to cook breakfast and she goes, I don't understand why this isn't working. She had baked biscuits, put them back into brown, and she had it on broil with the oven door closed and three of the coils up to 10, and it blew the sensor, the new, you know, safety sensor, and so nothing works now except for the clock.
Oh, no!
One day, huh?
Well, one day, new oven, gone.
You got 24 hours out of it, Annie.
Stupid sensors.
Listen, I can't laugh. We have been hell on ovens in our house, so I feel your pain, all right? Listen, have a great day. Thank you for listening, Annie. Thank you for calling. Yeah, we've had a lot of oven trauma.
A lot of baking going on.
You know, speaking of electronics, one that jumps to mind for me is, you know how I live with my laptops. I mean, all of my writing, everything is, I live in my laptop. And several years ago when I just purchased a brand new laptop, transferred everything into it, was ready to go, took it on a trip, and was sitting at the airport waiting for a flight, ordered a Diet Coke, set it down as I'm doing my work. Something happened where I was reaching for something, and I watched in slow motion that glass of Diet Coke dump right onto the keyboard of the laptop. And in 1/2 second, everything on the screen just went and gone. And that thing was toast.
Oh, no.
And I'd had it 24 hours.
No. Full panic mode right there.
It was total panic. And I'm at the airport. So, I mean, I'm leaving for this trip. So I had the whole trip with, nothing that I could work on.
Oh, that sucks.
Any others from listeners?
I've got three more if you want to roll through these last three, because they're just coming in hot on Facebook. So thank you. Nancy says she bought some $300 sunglasses, dropped them on the ground in front of the sunglasses store. They completely shattered. Jenny said, my son, she got her son a $500 RC helicopter for his birthday. We charged it up, and with such joy and anticipation on his face, he pushed one of the control sticks on the remote, and it flew directly into the wall and broke. She said that one lasted about 3 seconds. And then I love this one. Patricia wrote in. She says, I saved and saved and saved for a pair of $900 Christian Louboutin high heels. I took him to Vegas for a girls' trip, had too much to drink on one night, and lost the left one in an Uber.
That one's the winner.
Winner!